This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Pro handicappers, $30,000 on the line. This is the Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here's your host, Matt Humans.
This is where football meets flavor. It's VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational. Right now, you score 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. OmahaSteaks.com/VSIN for more information. Speaking of football, Frank Carulli is in studio now. He's part of the Friday Football Invitational. And Frank, you were glued to this bowl game between Minnesota and New Mexico. Do you have a play on this game as we're sitting in overtime with the Lobos up 17-14?
I do not.
No.
You said last night you had a bet on this game. I was gonna bet the Minnesota running back over his rushing yards, and I don't know where he's at. But I've been busy doing this, getting ready for this show, so I didn't see much of the game. That's why I'm watching.
That's good. Get your homework done. Frank Carulli, longtime horse racing handicapper and odds maker, and Frank works with Express Bet and First Bet. You got your official first bet jacket.
Yeah, nice Christmas
on tonight,
gift in the mail. Very nice jacket. So. Yeah. Figure I got to wear it tonight.
All right, let's take a look at the standings here as we kick off hour number two on the show tonight. And Frank Carulli, you've barely survived the cut a week ago against Steve Fezzik. You sent Fezzik packing. And
barely survived this week.
Three more cuts this week, and you survived again. But, hey, you're in a tie for fourth.
Yeah.
63.5 points in that tie for fourth with Jason Jarvis and Kenny White. And, again, the top of the leaderboard, Chris Massaro, Scott Pritchard, and Chris Felica, followed by Jarvis, Carulli, White, Matt St. Marie, and the team of Carl Sack and Edwin Meyer. The cuts last week, Mike North out of Chicago, Chris Piper out of Vegas, and the team of Frank Betty and Anthony Curtis. But, man, it was close on those cuts, and you know what it's like to be on that cut line and survive.
Yeah, it was a sweat. I had like 14.5 last 3 weeks, got me there, and I had six best bets in a row to Oklahoma. But I knew I was in before the last couple of days doing the math and all that, but boy, the eighth place finisher there, what a dramatic turn. All the games in front of them had to fall the right way, and they got in.
All eight compete to the end, no more cuts, and theoretically all eight still have a shot to win this, including Frank Carulli, and I've got you a 9-4-1 the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So when you had to win to survive, you were winning. Frank, we just had Chris Massaro on to kick off the show tonight. He's the contest leader, and doesn't look like you are opposite any of Chris's plays this week. Are you trying to play contest strategy at some point here, or are you just trying to pick winners?
Pick winners, pretty much. Maybe a game or two that maybe nobody would have. I wish I was on Chris's picks. I should have had that over in that Bengals game. He's been on them a couple times, too. I love Burrow, but anyway, you need to change that on Chris. Should say professional bettor from Las Vegas who vacations in San Diego.
Well, he does have a house in San Diego. I've been down there. Paul Howard was rumored to take a trip down there, never did. Chris Massaro, third place finisher a year ago, the leader right now, lives in San Diego, originally from Boston, spends a lot of time in Vegas, and he'll be here, I believe, next week or the week after that. Anyway, he is 64-46-2. 9-6-1 on best bets with five straight best bet winners. And here's his card. If you missed it from the first hour tonight, best bet Texas Tech +2 against Oregon. Another playoff game, Miami +9.5 against Ohio State in a bowl game, Pinstripe Bowl on Saturday. Penn State Clemson under the total of 47.5. In the NFL, Cardinals Bengals over 53, Panthers +7, Raiders +1, and Falcons 8-point underdogs at home on Monday night. Speaking of that Raiders Giants game, one of our producers, Sean McCollum, was offered a free ticket to the Giants Raiders game. He's a huge Raiders fan, and he turned it down. I don't want to see that trash, he said. Turned down a free ticket to the game. You almost played this in the contest. You almost played the Raiders, right?
I had them on my list, okay. And right before I hit submit pick, it went to 1.5. I said, oh, I'm going to shift off it just like that, just because I didn't want to eat that half a point difference in there. So yeah, but that's a funny story with the Raiders. I remember way back when Pete Axtone was the analyst on NBC, he had to broken windshield game he would have every week. And he would say, this is the only game where if you left two tickets in your windshield, somebody would break it and leave two more.
Right.
I always remember that. It was funny.
By the way, the Minnesota Golden Gophers have won again. PJ Fleck in bowl games is his money.
Yeah.
Is he 7-0 in bowl games in Minnesota now?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
2017 in overtime, it appears, if that play stands up anyway. Frank, you did not play the Raiders. They're 1.5 now at Circa, 1 in the contest, and we locked in the lines at 10 a.m. Pacific on Friday, so that did not make your card. How do you feel about the card this week in general?
Pretty good. I felt really good, and then I had changed 2 or 3 at the end again. Line moves. You really got to look at, you know, who's going to show up if you're playing the bowl games, which I played several of them, other than the playoff games, of course, but some of the lesser games, who's going to show up and who's going to play, and you got to try to read into that and hope you get it right, and that's what I did in a couple of the picks anyway, and there is a strategy in that capacity, but as far as, you know, what you said, you got to pick winners. I got to go hoping for 4.5 week would be a great week, and that's basically where you're at, but not thinking, got to pick against this. If I was down lower, maybe. And I was thinking that way, you know, last week when I took Oklahoma, I didn't think anybody would have them, and they didn't, and they lost. So
that didn't work out.
No, that's very frustrating. But I bounced back from it. I thought I was dead in the water.
Well, 9-4-1 the last 2 weeks, and we've had a lot of handicappers struggling the last couple weeks. But you and Chris Massaro, not two of those handicappers who have been struggling. All right, so Frank right now, 57-51-4 against the number, 9-7 on your best bets, tied for fourth place. Chris, Frank, you're chasing down Chris Massaro here. Let's start in the NFL because you're more of a college football guy. But I want to get this play from you on the Colts. And you played the Colts plus 5.5 against the Jaguars. This number was 6.5 out there for a while. What do you like about Phillip Rivers and the home dog here against Jacksonville?
I think Rivers could pass a little bit on Jacksonville. I like it because I thought Jacksonville was a totally overrated 5 weeks ago, and they hit every game since then, and I didn't go against them. So, okay, maybe a shot to jump in, but this could blow up if the Chargers don't win tomorrow. Then the Colts are out. Who knows what they're going to do then, but they'll show up with some pride, sort of like the Chiefs yesterday if they were in that position or at home. I think they'll show up, and I didn't like it a lot. Again, I had the Raiders scratched off. I thought about the Browns last second at the money line. It went to even, minus 120, even juice to Pittsburgh, so I laid off that. I just landed on it last second. That was the last thing I put in.
I asked Will Hill on the show this last night, Christmas night, we were talking about some things in the NFL. I said, is it totally absurd to suggest that Phillip Rivers might be the best option for the Colts at quarterback next season?
I wouldn't agree with that. His arm strength's not there.
I know.
Again, if Jones is out, if you're suggesting that, perhaps.
Not easy to come back from that Achilles injury.
Yeah.
I will say this. I know it sounds ridiculous to even talk about that 44-year-old quarterback who can't move much and doesn't have much arm strength. He was the best player on the field for the Colts on Monday night.
No, he played great. He would add 300 yards if they didn't pull him out there. He played good, and I'm hoping for more of that.
277 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. He did take 2 sacks and had that late pick 6. But the Colts were fighting an uphill battle all night after the fumble on the kickoff return.
Yeah.
And things went sideways for him there. So that's the only NFL play on the Frank Carulli card. Colts plus 5.5 against the Jaguars. Raiders almost made your card. Let's go to the college football bowl season. And how about LSU, a 1-point dog against Houston? A little bit surprised that this made your card, but why do you like the Tigers?
That went as low as a pick. You know, players will be auditioning for Kiffin, the ones that are staying and not leaving in there. It's SEC against a lower-end conference, and if you don't think that matters at all, LSU 6-1 their last 7 bowls against non-SEC teams, although 1 or 2 of them were against current SEC teams. But they averaged 46 a game in those games. And again, there's several players there going, but they've got to have depth. They're just loaded with talent every year. 4th start at quarterback for Michael Van Buren. He had 200-plus yards come from behind wins against Arkansas and Western Kentucky. They weren't down much to Western Kentucky, but they were down, I think, 3-0 or something early on. But again, he played okay. And Houston, played in 6 one-score games, and they did beat Arizona. But I'm just going to bank here. SEC talent prevails, and LSU, again, second least favored play.
Texas Bowl on Saturday night, LSU +1. It's now pick'em at Circa.
Yeah.
So that game, I don't think Houston's got any home field advantage there. I think the LSU fans are so fired up over the Kiffin hire that they're probably going to travel well
I agree
and support
with that.
The team.
I do agree.
So LSU +1 to play for you. How about another bowl game on Saturday? You're going to play Fresno State, a 5-point favorite against Miami of Ohio.
Yeah, I'm hoping Fresno could get a little bit of a run game. They're really Jekyll and Hyde. They got blitzed by Colorado State, which is hard to believe. Beat Boise 30-7. Their defense has been solid, under 300 yards a game, and they're facing a Miami offense I don't think is that good. Interesting, I was asking you before the show, transfer portal doesn't necessarily mean they're opting out of the game. I think the biggest thing here to watch, wide receiver Cam Perry on Miami, Ohio, he's in the transfer portal. They said he's traveling with the team. Doesn't mean he's playing. If he doesn't play, that's one of the biggest losses, I think, of any team in any of the bowls. We saw him against UNLV, 5 catches, 122 yards. I think he leads the nation in yards per catch, and he had 7 against 101. The other game, I watched him against Western Michigan in the conference final. So I'm really hoping he doesn't play, and that'll really change my thinking if he does. And Fresno's going to have to run a little. Miami, Ohio does sack the quarterback quite a bit. They have a lot of sacks. I was looking at some of their box scores in the two games that I didn't watch. But I'm just thinking without that receiver in there, Fresno's team will hold the fort, and if they could get any kind of running game going, I think they can cover that.
All right, Frank Carulli, LSU +1, Fresno -5. He's also on Colts +5.5, and he's got 4 more plays after the break. Stay tuned to the Friday Football Invitation.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Is the Circa Friday Football Invitational presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Omaha Steaks is the official sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational. This is where football meets flavor at VSiN. Omaha Steaks has your game day spread covered with the playoff appetizer sampler. Frank Carulli has his face in it right now. This loaded package features fully cooked chicken wings with bold, smoky flavor, jumbo cooked shrimp ready to serve, Maryland-style gourmet crab cakes, filet mignon cheesesteak flatbreads, Italian-style beef meatballs, and premium crab dip. It's the ultimate postseason lineup, easy to prepare, perfect for entertaining, and built to feed a hungry crowd without the spending all day in the kitchen, which I never like to do. I don't know about you, Frank. Do you ever spend all day in the kitchen?
I actually was in the kitchen today, but I don't have my face in this, but I'm smelling it. So.
Your brother is a world-famous chef. I've never seen you cook anything. But you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings and save 50% site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase may apply. It's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Frank Carulli still here on the show tonight with 4 more plays to analyze. He is in a tie for fourth, 57-51-4. 9-4-1 the last 2 weeks to stay alive in the contest. And if you had to pick something to eat first out of this Omaha Steaks spread, what's it going to be? The meatballs, the crab cakes? You're from the East Coast. I think you like crab cakes.
Crab cakes, yeah. I'm going to try them. They look good.
You're a Penn State graduate, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Matt Campbell hire?
He was my first choice before they even opened up who might be on the list. Love it.
Wow.
He will turn them around. The roar will be restored.
How about the Kyle Whittingham hire at Michigan?
Not as crazy about that one.
I'll talk about that one a little bit later in the show tonight as we talk about the Michigan-Texas bowl game. And, in fact, that's on the card.
Yes.
For you, Frank Carulli. Let's go ahead and talk about that game now before we get to Saturday bowl game you played. I'm a little bit surprised this Texas number has not inflated more, considering the massive, let's say, opt-outs or defections we might see for the Wolverines in this game. On Wednesday, New Year's Eve, you're playing Texas as a 7.5-point favorite against Michigan.
Totally agree with it and agree with your reasoning in there. Little concern there, Sarkisian, you know, he's saying with 65 scholarship players, so that means a lot of those guys are either out or going to be out. Mm-hmm. That was the one big concern. This is a really high risk when you're fiddling with that because the line could really move dramatically. Texas's star running back is out. They have a five-star freshman, plays a couple positions, Michael Terry III. He's got to be talented. He'll be put in there. You know, will Texas be motivated after they got left out of the playoffs? That's the big factor. Michigan found its coach today. And then I went off, I don't know if you saw it, they had a podcast on a Texas called the Texas Stampede Podcast, and it was the Michigan interim coach, Biff Poggi, and he said, and this is a quote from that podcast, "I don't know who will come with us. Honestly, it could be 25 guys not coming back." So I saw that. I said, I'm taking Texas. Let's do it.
I did see that. In fact, that's one of the clips we're going to play later in the show this hour.
Yeah.
It was Biff talking about the Michigan roster. This number is 8 at some spots out there. 8.5 at DraftKings. You're laying 7.5
here.
So pretty
that's
good.
Number. Yeah. Yeah. No, I put that right. That's my second top play.
Citrus Bowl at noon Pacific time on Wednesday, New Year's Eve. Texas, a 7.5-point favorite against Michigan. And you got to think Arch Manning's going to outplay Bryce Underwood.
Yeah, I think Underwood's going to be good.
I've been extremely underwhelmed by Bryce Underwood's play in his freshman year. And I don't think the coaching staff's made him any better
right
from the first game to the end of the season.
Right.
Anyway.
I won't disagree with that.
Texas is your play. How about Saturday, a bowl game? You're going to play Pitt, an 11-point favorite against East Carolina.
Yeah, Pitt, remember Pitt played Miami. The line steamed in Pitt's favor, and they got blitzed there. I thought their defense definitely improved, though. The scores of their games really wouldn't reflect it as the season did progress there. Their one bugaboo, that quarterback, Mason Hines, who's okay. He got sacked 14 times in three games against Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami, and they had problems with penalties, 22 for 200-plus yards. Their star backs out. Jakarian Turner had 201 yards against Georgia Tech, didn't do much in the other game I mentioned there. But East Carolina, quarterback out, left tackle, tight end, two wide receivers not expected to play, defensive coordinator left, offensive coordinator's headed to Ole Miss. I don't know if he's going to be with the team or not. I just think Pitt's a lot better than them, and their D is better than their scores indicate, I think, for sure. And I'm going to take Pitt here to roll.
Military Bowl in Annapolis, and you're playing Pitt minus 11 against East Carolina. That's an early kickoff tomorrow. Are you going to be up for that? That's 8 a.m. Pacific time.
I'll be up. Don't worry.
Huh? Make sure you pay your parking at the Westgate when you go over there. Okay. How about Nebraska as a 15.5-point dog to Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl? You're going to take the points with Matt Rhule.
Yeah, well, at least he's staying. I mean, he had Penn State wanted him, and apparently, and he's staying, and he's talking highly. We got the foundation here. They need an offensive line, that's for sure. I just took it again. It was like the Montana State a few weeks ago, 1.5 difference at this stage of the contest. Mm-hmm. They could get a 14 or 15 to get a half a point.
It's 14 at Circa right now.
Right. Got 15 it's 14. And a half
you're
in the
you're taking 15 and a half.
Yeah. Right. It was between that and the Packers-Ravens under. I saw it was 1.5 difference. So I took this one because I'm going to the game too. So I'll have something to cheer for and look at there. But, that, you know, 1.5 at that stage. Their offensive line's terrible, but so I don't know. And they don't, you know, quarterback left a few weeks ago.
I was going to ask you, Dylan Raiola is out at Nebraska. What's the quarterback situation going to be for the Cornhuskers in the bowl game? And how do you feel about the news now that Kyle Whittingham, who's going to coach this game, final game of Utah, is now headed to Michigan?
Yeah, that's interesting how the players are going to react there. You know, they'll have a lot of people there. So I think Nebraska will have a lot of fans also. So just hoping they can keep it under the number.
All right, Frank Carulli's college card so far, LSU plus 1, Fresno minus 5, Pitt minus 11, Texas minus 7.5, and Nebraska plus 15.5. He's got one NFL play, and that's the Colts 5.5-point home dogs to the Jaguars. Your best bet Frank, is going to be Georgia a 6.5-point favorite against Ole Miss in a playoff game here?
Yeah, I really like this game. I hope I need it to move up on New Year's Day, as all my other games will be done by them. And everybody's going to reference that 43-35 Georgia win a few weeks back. Stockton had 5 touchdown passes, 12 for 12 in the second half, and Georgia had 510 yards. But more than that, I'm just not sold on Ole Miss's D. I don't think they're that good. I think Georgia's going to run wild on them in here. Ole Miss had 88 yards rushing that last when they played Georgia in that game. I didn't realize this till I looked at it. Georgia played Texas, Georgia Tech, and Bama. Those three games combined, those teams had 89 yards rushing. Bama had -3. It's pretty remarkable. So you know they're getting better at the right time in here. And Georgia won those three by a combined 79-26. Georgia lost in the Sugar Bowl last year to Notre Dame, but I could tell you from experience that will be a home field edge for Georgia at the Superdome in there, and I think the line could go up as well.
Yeah, that's the Sugar Bowl, and that is at 5 p.m. Pacific time on New Year's Day in New Orleans. I like the Georgia side in that one as well. Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite. Anything else in college that almost made your card?
I'd have to see the slate.
Is there anything you like in the Indiana-Alabama game or Miami-Ohio State?
I'm laying
low.
Miami-Ohio State, I thought the over-under would shock me how high it was. They're projecting 26-16, give or take a half a point there. I don't see Miami scoring 17. I really don't see Ohio State scoring 27. But when it looks like that, it's like, tread carefully here. I think it'll, I like Miami a little, and I would go under in that game, but I laid off that one. And as I'm amazed, you told me all the leaders have Miami, so I have a rooting interest now with Ohio State and Jason Day calling the plays. That doesn't excite me.
Well, it's Ryan Day, not Jason.
Oh, Ryan Day.
Not the golfer.
Sorry, Jason Day,
the golfer, is not calling plays. You'd be better off anyway.
Well, he's from Ohio, too, so.
You are so you're going to be rooting for Ohio State because Chris Massaro, Scott Pritchard, and Chris Felica all on the Miami +9.5 side.
No doubt.
And you need to move up in this contest. Frank Carulli, right now in a tie for fourth. Frank, a longtime horse racing analyst and odds maker, first bet and express bet. He's 9-7 on his best bets and 9-4-1 the last 2 weeks in this contest. And his best bet, Georgia -6.5 against Ole Miss. Pretty confident in this card, Frank?
Pretty confident. I hope the Chargers can win and make the Colts game more relevant tomorrow. And I was going to take the Chargers, too. They've been really good to me. And just 80-1 and Harbaugh coach it here, he won't win it, but that's ridiculous that he would be that high. He's a great coach. He really is.
Harbaugh's done a phenomenal job with the Chargers. Let's see what you want about his time at Michigan. And the trail of corruption he left behind. But the Michigan Wolverines did win a national championship. And that made Derek Stevens happy. Frank Carulli, best of luck this weekend. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, man.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, quick break here on the show. We come back. Tony Gordon, former Circa Million champ, is going to analyze the NFL card and the playoff picture after a quick break here on the Friday Football Invitation.
Is the Circa Friday Football Invitational presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's never too late to do your Christmas shopping. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season, how about VSiN's holiday special? It gives you pro access through May 1st for just $79. You get the daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, and a lot more. Give yourself the gift of smarter betting or gift it to someone else. VSiN.com/subscribe, VSIN.com/subscribe. All right, Tony Gordon was in the Circa Friday Football Invitational this season. He did finish 15th, but he is a champ. He's a former Circa Million contest champ. And Tony Gordon's had a lot of success in handicapping contests throughout the years, including this contest. We're going to welcome him back tonight to talk NFL betting from his home in California. Hopefully it's not flooded tonight. Tony, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thanks for having me, bud. Yeah, man, it's raining pretty good here still. We haven't even had a break for the last 48 hours, and very unlike us in California, but I guess we deserve it after all the weather we've had in the past years. So.
Yeah, and the region where you live in the northern part of California, I know it's been a deluge. It looks like just pounded by rain and a lot of snow in the Sierra Nevadas. And obviously, the state of California needs that. But are you going to be making a trip over to Vegas anytime here soon for the NFL playoffs?
Yeah, I'll be over there on the 8th, I believe, for the check ceremony.
Okay.
To get in for, I was part of the dream team of Grandissimo, which shout out to the dream team. And so we'll all be over there on the 8th to celebrate and collect a little check. So
it's not a little check, but it's what you're part of. you were part of a 10-man team that was that split the Grandissimo contest here at Circa six ways, right? You had 10 members in that team. Is that right?
I think we had about 10. Yeah. Okay. You know, I think there were a few pieces that were sold off, you know, at some point in there too. There were a lot of us. Steven Berman and I were the co-captains, and we kind of did what we could to run the show with the rest of the group. And there were several others that I think are familiar at Vissen with that are on our team, with even one of the Friday Invitational members, Matt Saint, was a piece as well.
That's right.
Yeah. So, it'll be a great time to see all the members of the group, some of which I just met during this year. So it'll be good to shake hands and celebrate with them in January.
Tony Gordon, part of a winning team in the Circa Grandissimo, and he's a double champ, former Circa Million contest champ as well, and a former second place finisher in this contest. Your buddy, you finished 15th this season, your buddy Matt St. Marie in 7th. So Matty Saint is going to be part of the Elite Eight here to the finish line. Tony, I wanted to get you on tonight to analyze the NFL card. You got a lot of sharp opinions. And I was going to say that we were at Barry's, I would say, about a month ago, and Scott Pritchard threw down a challenge to you. And you guys were talking about the Seahawks and the Rams. And Scotty's on the Rams, and you're strong with the Seahawks. And you predicted the downfall of the Rams that night. You guys made a side bet. You made a bet on this. How do you feel about the Seahawks as 7-point favorites of Carolina this week?
You know, I actually like them a lot, man. You know, This is one of those situations where, you know, they travel really well. They've got a little extra rest. They know they need this game to continue to keep this division in hand. And meanwhile, on the other hand, you know, Carolina, you know, this game doesn't mean quite as much to them. It's really week 18 and meeting up with Tampa Bay, that means everything. So it wouldn't surprise me to see if Carolina got a little behind and beat up by that Seattle defense for them to kind of just fold it in and let Seattle take control. So pretty pumped about my position in Seattle. I started early in the year. I got them at 18-1 to win the West. So hopefully to win the NFC. So hopefully we'll get there. We've got a little bit of a challenge ahead of us with the Niners and Rams. So
Tony Gordon, you can follow him at Derbify. And again, the former Circa Million champ. What was the bet that you and Scott Pritchard made? Because it's going to go down to the wire, but I think you've got the upper hand. Based on the Seahawks winning that, I want to say, controversial game against the Rams last week.
It's basically just to win the West. Yeah. So it's going to go down to the Niner game, I believe, and that's if Seattle can get through Carolina here. So, you know, I think Carolina will be the tiebreaker if there is one. The Rams did lose to Carolina, right, a few weeks ago. So that gives Seattle the upper hand in that situation there. So I think I got him beat with Seattle. I'm just afraid of San Francisco right now. With LA, but I'm afraid of San Francisco. They are playing very, very well. It will be a great week 18 game.
Yeah, and the Niners have taken advantage of a soft schedule, that's for sure.
They have.
But they've also gotten hot at the right time. You're on the right side, it looks like, with the Seahawks there. And that game against the Rams was a huge one in terms of your bet and to win the NFC West. All right, how about the Cardinals-Bengals game? I think you have a play on this. Line is 7. Total is 53. Frank Carulli talked about this, almost made his card in the contest. Chris Massaro did play this over. What's your play in the Cardinals-Bengals game?
Okay, so I actually like the Cardinals in this game. Okay. You know, I think that this is, you know, so I saw an interview this week here with Brissett, and he gave his O-linemen just a great gift for the holidays. And every one of them personally congratulated him live on television. It just looks to me like although Arizona has a lot of injuries in this, they've kind of been on a tail downward here at the end of the season in every which way. I kind of think that they might show up for Brissett. And, you know, Cincinnati is just really, really bad against tight ends, and they have the best one in the game. So I think Arizona can actually take advantage of that situation and keep this game within a score. And hopefully Burrow won't go off like he did last week.
Bengals 7-point favorites. You're taking a 7 with the Cardinals as dogs. All right, we were talking about the NFC West and the 49ers and how hot they are right now. Bears, Niners on Sunday night. Number is 3. Total is 52.5. You told me you have a best bet on this game. What is it?
I love the Niners in this game. This is just one of those spots for me that I think this offense is going to come out and show the world again what they're made of. I know the Bears have been pounding at everyone's door. Now, does it scare me that the Bears, if they're in the fourth quarter with a minute left, scares me a lot because that seems to be the only way they win games. But I do think the Niners will take control. Nobody's been able to stop them offensively, and I don't think the Bears will either. And if it becomes a race, there's no question to me the Niners will win that race. So.
You love the Niners -3 on Sunday night, and I don't blame you. I like that side as well. Tony Gordon with us, 2021 Circa Million champ. I can't believe it's been 4 years already, Tony.
I know, man. I know it's been a wild ride. Circus treated me great. It's been great. All the people I've met through it all, and it's just again been a wild ride. And 4 years have gone by quick. And when I just talked to my son who just turned 17 and is a junior in high school, and we just talked about Little League and me coaching them and how quickly that went by. So it's just a blink of an eye. These years go these days, and. We need to celebrate them all we can. So,
Derek Stevens likes to talk about your ATS record, the best in the history of the Circa Million contest, 63-27 in 2021. He came back in this contest 2 years later and finished as a runner-up here on Friday night. Hey, one more game I wanted to hit you up on here before we take a break, Tony, and that's Saturday in L.A. Do you have a bet or an opinion on Texans-Chargers? With L.A. now 1.5-point home favorite, total of 39.5.
I do. I actually like the Texans in this game. I think their defense is just incredible right now. They're playing fast. They're playing physical. This Chargers, they have some offensive line problems. Once Joel left, I know they're putting it together what they can, and they have been winning. But I think this might be one of these spots where, Houston can take control defensively and get Herbert a little off his game and take one, down there in LA. So I do like them to travel over there and I'll be on the Texans tomorrow most definitely.
All right, Tony, congratulations on being part of that Circa Grandissimo win, and look forward to seeing you over here in Vegas sometime in January.
Thank you, Matt. I want to give congratulations to all the Elite Eight guys that are left in the contest. Great job, you guys, and special shout-out to Chris and the guy in Macero up in the lead. He's running super hot, and it looks like I'm going to change my name to Chris if I want to be in the top three next year. So.
Well, you got the blue jacket. Chris Massaro is chasing a green jacket, just like Chris Felica has right now. I know you're happy with the blue jacket. And Tony, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, man. We'll see you next month.
Happy holidays to you and everyone out there, man. I appreciate you having me.
All right. Have a nice time. Tony Gordon, yeah. Durbify, 2021 Circa Million champ, and he loves the Niners against the Bears on Sunday night. All right, quick break. We come back. We'll talk college football. Michigan hired a coach, apparently hired a coach, and it's going to be Kyle Whittingham. Some thoughts on that, and some thoughts from Kirby Smart, and a look at some win total results when we come back to wrap up the hour here on the Friday Football Invitation.
Oh!
is the Circa Friday Football Invitational, presented by Omaha Steaks on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
All right, a few great guests on the show so far tonight, and another one to come. We've had, after kicking it off with Derek Stevens tonight, Chris Massaro, Frank Carulli, and Tony Gordon. Appreciate all those guys jumping on here the night after Christmas. And Frank Carulli wanted to give a shout-out to his world-famous chef brother, Ron, and the family watching at home in Florida tonight. And Frank said his intention tonight was to put on a show for his family in the audience. So hopefully Frank Carulli did that. All right. News today that Kyle Whittingham, Utah coach, has agreed to a 5-year contract as Michigan's coach. And I know this is going to raise a lot of eyebrows because Whittingham's 66. I've been a big fan of Whittingham, proponent of him as a big-time coach for a long time, a bet-on coach, really, Kyle Whittingham was for a long time. But he lost his fastball a little bit the last couple of years, and that's been relatively obvious. He's been at Utah for 21 seasons. He did not say he was officially retiring when he stepped down, and he left the door open that he was still going to possibly – stay in coaching. Well, this Michigan situation has become a complete mess, obviously. And Michigan needs, in my opinion, a good guy, family man type, a man of integrity to clean up the mess that has been the Michigan football program here in the last couple of years since Jim Harbaugh left. And Whittingham is a guy who can do that. Now, what's interesting here, if you're handicapping the bowl games, is that Utah plays Nebraska on New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. Actually, it's going to be 12:30 p.m. It's going to be an afternoon kickoff. Whittingham is expected to coach Utah in that game. I assume he still will. I read all the stories today. There was no mention of him opting out or not coaching in the bowl game. So you assume that Whittingham's still going to coach. He's a 14-point favorite against Matt Rhule and Nebraska. The number came down from 15.5 today. How is Whittingham's announcement or the announcement that Whittingham's going to be moving to Michigan going to affect his team in the bowl game, impact his team? I don't know if it will, but it's something to think about when you look at that game next week. Also, Michigan is playing Texas, and that game is on New Year's Eve, a half hour before in Orlando. And Biff Pogge is the new Michigan. He's the Michigan interim coach. Biff Pogge actually issued a statement saying Michigan football is in great hands under Kyle Whittingham, proven winner, true gentleman, tough, hard-nosed Michigan coach of days gone by. In terms of a Michigan program that needs to be cleaned up, I think Kyle Whittingham is actually a pretty good hire. He's going to get the program back on track. I thought Michigan was a bet against team for most of the 2025 season. And I mentioned to Derek Stevens here about halfway through the season, I thought the Wolverines needed a coaching change. Did not like Sherrone Moore in the direction things were headed. Well, Kyle Whittingham, some people are going to doubt this hire. I think it's probably what Michigan needs, at least for the next 2 or 3 years, to get the program back on track. Let's talk about the bowl game next week, Michigan-Texas. Texas has had plenty of opt-outs here, too. I think Michigan's going to have more, and I think a lot more questions because when you look at the turbulence inside the Michigan football program recently, you want to fade this team in a bowl game. This is actually Biff Pogge talking about the situation the Wolverines are facing before they play Texas next Wednesday in Orlando.
And we will play hard. We're coming. We will play hard. I don't know how many we'll come with, quite frankly. And I don't know how well we'll play, but we'll play hard. And I want them to be able to say the rest of their lives, we played really hard against a great opponent and we gave it our all. And when lesser men would have maybe not, and probably will not be there on the 31st. So, I'm thinking, honestly, there could be 25 guys, possibly not come back.
I think you'll be a shorthanded, Wolverines team against Texas. Frank Carulli played Texas as a 7.5-point favorite against Michigan in that bowl game next Wednesday. Frank's best bet is Georgia as a 6.5-point favorite against Ole Miss. And that Georgia-Ole Miss game is New Year's Day in New Orleans. That's the Sugar Bowl playoff game. New Year's Day night, I believe I will be here in studio that night for that game. We'll talk about it from a live betting perspective that night. Kirby Smart had some comments about the current state of college football, which is in chaos right now with the transfer of players, the transfer portal, the paying of players. Everything's off the rails. It's not just college football. It's college basketball, too. And the NCAA has lost total control of everything. Now, the coaches oftentimes are hypocrites when they complain about these things because the coach will be the first one to take the money and run when he gets offered a bigger job. But now he doesn't like it when it happens to the players. Here's Kirby Smart talking about transfer portal and chaos in college football.
For a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's, you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm resigning. How about you announce that you're getting better and you're going to practice and like actually do what the 20 and 30 years of college football players did before you, which was practice in December when they're on good teams and get better. Because if you're going to play somewhere else, you know what you need to do. You need to get better. If you're going to play here, you know what you need to do. You need to get better. If you want to go to the National Football League and play, this is your last chance to get better because they're not going to give you much opportunity. They're going to cut you or keep you based on how you do. They don't get to practice in pads but so many days. So development occurs in December for us, and that's what we've been focused on.
That's Georgia coach Kirby Smart. And again, Frank Carulli's best bet on Georgia, 6.5-point favorite against Ole Miss. In the Sugar Bowl, Frank also played Texas, 7.5-point favorite against Michigan. Frank played 6 college games, and these bowl games are trickier to handicap now. There's no question about it. But the college football playoff games should be relatively solid handicaps where you don't have to worry too much about coaching changes, player departures, and things like that, even though Ole Miss is going to be without Lane Kiffin in the playoff, and Frank lands on Georgia as a best bet. You can see the Frank Carulli card right there. We've seen the plays so far tonight from Chris Massaro and Frank Carulli. I want to give a quick recap of my college football win total plays for this season. We talk about these all summer. We put them out in July, August. We have our college football betting guide. And you want to document the winners and the losers and review the season and how it went. Here's a quick look at my winners and losers from the college football season win totals. Colorado under 6. That's a winner. Buffalo's finished 3-9. Indiana over 8.5. One of the easiest ones you're ever going to get. Hoosiers, second year in a row, I played their win total over with Kurt Cignetti. Second year in a row, they fly over it. Win total was, I believe, 5.5 in 2024. This year was 8.5, and the Hoosiers go 12-0. My best bet was Missouri over 7. Now, I had to sweat this one out, and it went down to the last game of the season. Had the push in the pocket, but got the win on the final game. Missouri finishes 8-4. Tigers go over. Also, this was a rocking chair winner. Oklahoma State under 5, finished 1-11. So all those documented plays at VSIN, 4 winners. Well, also had 4 losers. Here's a look at the college football win total losers. Kentucky, I played under 4.5. Wildcats had a couple of surprising wins. Beat Florida, beat Alabama. They get to 5-7. Oregon under 10. Well, the Ducks got the win at Penn State. That was the start. Beginning of the end for James Franklin this season. Oregon under 10. I thought that would at least push. Ducks go 11-1. And now I have a bet on the Ducks to win the college football playoff at 8-1 odds. So lost that one by 1. Purdue over 2.5. Boilermakers start 2-0 under Barry Odom. And they lose 10 in a row after that. Very disappointing to lose that one. And Stanford under 3.5. And the Cardinal upset Florida State. They win their final game of the season. They also had a miracle comeback win against San Jose by 1 to get to 4-8. So 4 winners, 4 losers on the college football win totals for the season. I'll review the NFL win totals in the final hour tonight, and we're going to hear more from Dan Lanning, Oregon coach, and also Nebraska coach Matt Rhule in the final hour of the show tonight. It's the season to come together over your holiday favorites at Starbucks. I drove by Starbucks on the way into work today, and always a line in the drive-thru, which is a good thing. Starbucks.com. Go there. Warm up with a creamy caramel brulee latte. Get festive with an iced gingerbread chai or share a velvety peppermint mocha. Together is the best place to be at Starbucks. Again, starbucks.com. In the final hour tonight, Jason Jarvis, a two-time top 10 finisher in the Circa Millions contest, going to break down the NFL card and his best bets. And Jarvis was leading this contest not too long ago. He was red hot. He cooled off. And Jarvis now in a tie for fourth with Frank Carulli and Kenny White. But we are at the Elite Eight stage of the Circa Friday Football Invitational. And all eight compete to the win, compete to the end to try to win. No more sweating out the cut line here. We started with the field at 25. Now we're at 8. And Jason Jarvis joins us next here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.